Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Sports to the Max, where we don't take our news from Twitter or tell you what we tweeted today. We give you the facts from a man named Max. I think this year I'm going to pay too much tax. And away we go. Why don't you like Kirk Cousins, some of you folks? What is it you don't like about him? What bothers you about Kirk Cousins? Why were there people that said, why are they signing Kirk Cousins to an extension? Why are you out there? Who are you people? What is your remedy for this situation, if not Kirk Cousins? What is it you see out there that the rest of us cannot see? What is it the Vikings are supposed to do if Kirk Cousins isn't the quarterback? Why do you get so upset about Kirk Cousins when he does so many things so well? I don't get you people. I don't understand who you are. I don't understand why you do that. 651-461-9622, 651-461-9622. Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback. Why is it that some of you people don't like him, or you thought the Vikings should trade him instead? And by the way, if you listen to this show, I didn't tweet about it. I just told you what was up. Kirk Cousins was going to come back since the end of the season. Why did I know that? Because people on the inside told me so. And they said that he's been afforded a lot of power inside the organization, and that the Wolves were trusting him with a number of different things they'd bounce off him. And he won the battles. He won the battles internally. You got to win internal battles sometimes. And he had leverage. And he played that leverage. And then some of his veteran teammates said, you know, that I think he at least heard the murmurs. Hey, Kirk's got to sign a different deal, man, so we can free up some room so we can go get some more players. And he did that. But he wasn't going to just give in and say, okay, just cut my salary and then give it to somebody else. I don't think he was going to do that. At least I hope not. And so they worked it out and he got the 2-year extension. And some of you people, hey, Kirk Cousins, you can't bring him back. What's he coming back for? And there's even people like in the media and whatnot that never go out to the Vikings, don't know anybody out there, don't know how the dynamics, the chemistry. Hey, I don't think Cousins should come back. One time I played football in sixth grade, then I skinned my knee and I was crying to my mom and I said, I'm never going to play football again, but I'm an old school football guy. Come on. Get in the game here, folks. What is it you don't like about this guy, and what should they have done if Kirk Cousins isn't the answer? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You know who I really like? I suppose I'm not supposed to say this in these parts, but you know who I really have come to admire more so than I thought I ever would? You know who I hold up in high regard? Aaron Rodgers. I do. Aaron Rodgers. Because he has navigated himself through the NFL and with the Green Bay Packers in a way that many would not. He has been daring. He has put himself out there. he has taken the heat and he doesn't care. And he has taken advantage of something that very few get an opportunity to do, and it is this. He knows at the end of the day, they need him more than he needs them. And he has played that card. But the reason that I admire it, and Cousins hasn't done it to the same degree, but to a lesser degree, it's the same philosophically, is that Aaron Rodgers probably understands the game of football at a higher level than anybody on the management team there. Because he's played it, because he's been on the field. As Kirk Cousins always used to tell me, when you talk about everybody's got different ideas for how you play the position, he'd always come back with, the ball is in my hands. The ball's in my hands. I'll make the decisions what we're going to do next because the ball's in my hands. Aaron Rodgers has taken that, and he's looked at it, and he was upset last year because they didn't come to him for consultations about personnel that they might want to acquire. Well, wouldn't a quarterback have a better idea in watching film of who would be a good player, a good receiver, or someone good in the secondary and the other side that gives you fits? Wouldn't he probably know more about that than your personnel people based on the way he's approached games, what he sees when he's out there, the feel that he has for the game? Wouldn't he know better than a lot of the people that sit behind the desk? I think so. And isn't it right for him to push them outside their bubble and make them understand that he is smarter than them? All he's doing is stating the obvious. I know more about this game than you do. And the reason I say that is I've done more on the field than you have. I study more film than you do. I understand who makes better reads, whether they're on defense or offensively. I understand that at a higher level than you do. And I really admire him for standing up for himself, for saying, now you're not going to run this thing. You're not going to run roughshod. I'm going to tell you what you need to know, because if your goal is to have the best possible organization, I'm going to have to make you a little bit uncomfortable here, because I've been there, done that, and you have not. So don't tell me how this works when I'm the one that showed you how it works. I love that about Aaron Rodgers. I love that he doesn't just sit down and say, oh, whatever you guys decide is fine with me. He says, you want to partner with me? Okay. Then I get a voice too, because I understand what's going on at a higher level than you do. Let's go to Bill and Hutchinson on line one. Bill, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey there. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if there's another quarterback that's any better than Cousins, but I just wish he would. But he's never going to be as good as a Brady or a Rodgers or anybody. And he don't have that talent. He panics. I've seen him look to the left and throw to a running back that has three guys that are ready to tackle him when there's someone wide open down there. He doesn't have the vision that other great quarterbacks have. I think he's above average, but I don't think we're going to find anybody any better right now.
You cannot, Bill, you can't say that the quarterbacks in the Super Bowl were better than Kirk Cousins. At best, you might get to even, but you certainly cannot say that they were better than Kirk Cousins.
Stafford
and Burrow, and I'm not arguing that Stafford can play and Burrow can play. I'm saying they don't play at any higher level than Kirk Cousins does.
Okay, and yeah, you're talented in what you do. I know your brother, so I mean, yeah, there's, you know.
Oh, he could play, man. He was a gamer. 5'11", 170 pounds, played quarterback in college, took the hits, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying what I see is he panics a lot, and he don't see guys wide open. He don't have the vision as a Rodgers or a Brady or even some of these young guys coming up. I mean, they're unbelievable. But you're right. Sometimes he shows up like there's no one any better than him. The next time he shows up, it seems like he doesn't know what he's doing. So, you know, and maybe with this new setup, we've got some of the best wide receivers anybody could have. So I hope they can get it figured out for them.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bill.
You bet. Thanks.
651-461-9622. 651-461-9622. See, I appreciate in Cousins and in Rodgers the fact that they didn't just sit and say, oh, yeah, whatever you guys want to do, that's what we're going to do. They flexed. And they said, don't talk to me about what needs to be done when I've lived it and I know what needs to be done. Cousins got some things done internally that you may never know about. Because he said, this is not the way a team is going to function at a high level. This is dysfunctional, and we need to change it, and we need to change it now. And then he added to that, and by the way, I'm holding you, Wilfs, accountable for that. I want to know that there's going to be changes, and you're not going to just pretend. I find that to be admirable. I find that to be admirable that Aaron Rodgers says, I know more about personnel than you do. And if you don't think I do, then prove me wrong. Show me that you understand it at a higher level. I think we need more people like that. More people with kahunas. More people that say, you know what, I'm not just rolling over. I'm not going to just say, well, you said it, so you're the boss. I better listen to you. And when did you play again? Well, I never actually, that's the media, you know. I never actually played any sports because, I was too smart for it. That's what it was. I was too smart for it. 651-461-9622. 651-461-9622. Huge show coming up tonight. Bert Blyleven is going to join us to talk spring training. Pooh Richardson to talk Carl Anthony Towns and the Timberwolves. What the heck happened to Anoka Ramsey's baseball team? They couldn't get to their game that they wanted to play? Yeah. And why? They were supposed to go down to Tucson. They had to cancel the trip. Plus, Ryan Iverson's calling the Wayzata Minneapolis South game tonight. I think I've been given the wrong number. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That's the number. You can call us anytime on there. If I gave the wrong number, I apologize. We've been changing these numbers so much. And I don't even have voicemail at CCO Radio. So don't leave me voicemail anymore because I can't access it anymore for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. 651-461-9226. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins? Do we need more of that in America? You tell me. Sports to the max. See, I think Cousins deserves what he gets. And I think one day when he retires, he'll do all kinds of great things with his money, too, because I think that's the kind of person that he is. Why you people don't like him is beyond me, some of you. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Now, we won't get one call. We will not get one call with anybody that has a better remedy than Kirk Cousins. I can assure you of that for two reasons. Number one, you're afraid I'm going to come right back at you. That's one part of it. And number two is you don't have a plan B. You just want to complain. You just want to be a complainer in this world because it makes you feel better if you can bring somebody else down. But it doesn't do any good. There's nothing productive or constructive about it. You don't have another plan. You don't have someone else that you think could fill that void. You just want to be a part of that group that sits in the peanut gallery and, hey, get rid of Cousins, you know? What if they evaluated your work every day? How would you grade out? And then, hey, get rid of Cousins. 651-461-9226. If you got a better idea than Kirk Cousins, call. But you're going to have to, explain what I'm missing here. That they missed on some option that had they just traded him and made some play or cut him, whatever it is, they would be a better football team today. And Aaron Rodgers, can you come to admire this man the way that I do? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Because I tell you what, that dude's got something, man. He's not afraid. I mean, he didn't get vaccinated, and then he ended up getting COVID, and they made jokes about, well, you're never getting any votes for MVP now. Everybody hates Aaron Rodgers. And at the end of the year, what was he? He was voted the MVP. He didn't care, man. It's like, here I am. Take it or leave it. You want me or not? I'll come play quarterback. Do you want me to come play quarterback for you, Packers? Because if you do, here's what I have to say, and here's what I want. And there he is. They signed Devondre Campbell, too, yesterday, 5 years, $50 million. He played for the Gophers. He came from a junior college. I remember when Jerry Kill landed him, and they brought him in, and you know, that you thought, okay, decent player. And he was pretty good. Good enough that you go, okay, he'll get a shot in the NFL. But I don't think anybody projected he is where he is. 5 years and $50 million. But man, that kid can play, as they say, Pro Bowl player. Pete Najarian has been on him in a big way, in a positive way, since he started watching him early in the season. Of course, both of them played middle linebacker for the Minnesota Gophers. But as he watched him during this season, he just marveled at some of the things that he was doing. I assume there's nuance there that I don't understand, that only a middle linebacker can understand. But he kept talking about Devondre Campbell, and by the end of the year, you know, he's in the he's all pro, and he's this and he's that, and he's now getting paid $50 million for 5 years. And like I said, you know, Tracy Clays was defensive coordinator at the time, and he really liked some of the things that he could do. But I think they felt like, God, we only got him for 2 years. It would have been nice to get him right off the top. But he played Hutchinson CC for a few years down there in Kansas, and then made his way up. And boy, what an impact that he's had with the Green Bay Packers. But he's taking care of himself, his family, and other families, if he so chooses right now with that contract. The Vikings signed Jordan Hicks, a linebacker from the Arizona Cardinals, today. He's played, he's been durable. He's played a number of years for Philadelphia and then Arizona. He started, I think, the last 51 games that he's played. The only thing is they released him, and that's why they could sign him before the free agency really kicks in, because he is... he's available because he's been released. So they gave him 2 years, $10 million plus an incentive. He looks like a pretty good player. I don't know what this does to Anthony Barr's status. I thought they may go 1 year, $7 million with Barr, something like that. I would think. I don't know that for sure. But they still could be playing four linebackers on that 3-4, and that changes the game for him. Last night I told you Michael Pierce would get cut. He did. Tonight I tell you that they are trying to figure out if they can bring back Patrick Peterson, cornerback, who would like to play for the Vikings again. A veteran like that. You know, he likes playing with Harrison Smith. He likes that. I think he liked this city a lot. And he would like to get another shot with the Vikings. I don't know if they can work it out. Xavier Woods signed with Carolina, and you know, I'm hearing that they're at least talking or entertaining an opportunity to look at Anthony Harris again, who went over and played for Philadelphia this last year. Did not have a great year for sure, but you know, one time he was the, you know, they gave him the franchise tag in Minnesota. Great guy, too. He sat in the studio with me a couple times, and the things that he's done, I'm not going to get into it, but if you read about him, his biography, pretty amazing. Speaking of amazing, what Karl-Anthony Towns did last night, only in the NBA do you see amazing sometimes. It is like no other league. And when a guy gets in a groove like that, it is like no other league. Their performance level is so high. And his ability to shoot the three-pointer at that size and try to make big post players that don't want to run around try to chase him. Ooh, baby. Do you got something in your hip pocket to spare? Because he can go to the basket. He's not afraid of contact. And now he can take you outside, and he can destroy you from out there. He can make you guard him from out there. And not many people can do that. Now, tomorrow, LeBron James, the Lakers, come into town. The struggling Los Angeles Lakers against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I don't know what that brings, but I do believe that people will be going to the game tomorrow night for the first time probably to watch Karl-Anthony Towns more than to watch LeBron James. And the litmus test I'll use tomorrow is to see how many jerseys. I always look at this when I'm out there, how many Laker jerseys there are and how many Timberwolves slash Towns jerseys there are before the game. Because that kind of tells you where the fan base's mindset is at. Did they come to see the other team, or did they come to see their home team? And in the NBA, certainly with the Timberwolves, it shaded in the area of the other team a lot. Now, finally, they've got something going. And I think that you will start to see more and more Timberwolves jerseys with names on the back, and Towns will lead that way. But Edwards will get a nice piece of that action, and so will D'Angelo Russell. And it'll be kind of fun to see that, you know, that transformation with the team. Minnesota Wild made a trade. Nico Stern, a lot of you guys were on him. He's gone. He's to Colorado for Tyler Jost. Anyway, a center that scored a few goals and played some defense. They think it can help him on the special teams. I still don't think they're done dealing. who will be their goalie when they get to the playoffs. When we come back, we know who our next guest is. He's a Hall of Famer. His name is Bert Blylevin. We're talking Twins and Major League Baseball on the other side.
You deserve a donut. Matter of fact, you deserve a dozen or two. And when you buy the Henry Lake Donuts at Duck Donuts, a portion of the proceeds goes to a great project in the neighborhood I grew up in. The V3 Community Center in North Minneapolis will be a place where families can gather and find fitness, wellness, education, and even business opportunities. And with two pools, V3 will also offer swim lessons, meaning your donut purchase will help us tackle drowning disparities in the land of 10,000 lakes. So this March, march on in to Duck Donuts in Woodbury, the Mall of America, and pick up a box of Henry Lakes. The strawberry and raspberry flavoring will make you the most popular person at the office with a sprinkle of coconut. And also at home. I'm Henry Lake, and I'm partnering with Duck Donuts. If you buy my donut in the month of March, the proceeds will help support the V3 Community Center. You'll get some great-tasting donuts and contribute to an incredible cause. Get yourself a box of Henry Lakes at Duck Donuts today. It's a win-win.
The Wixon Jewelers time is 6:59.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.